Good morning. It's good to connect with you here on this Sunday morning, here on in the season after the Epiphany. Today we'll be taking a look at the book of Jonah and a passage of scripture from that Old Testament book. Jonah is one of those stories that is, you know, very relatable. There's a lot of Jonah's actions that we can see we may have lived out in our lives. It's also a story that is commonly told, commonly taught to children, and adults can enjoy it as well, as this is a story, you know, of Jonah and, you know, the whale, of when the prophet Jonah was, you know, swallowed up by the whale and then later spit out onto the beach, onto the shore there. But today we will be taking a look in chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and then verse 10. And this is part of Jonah's work, which he was called to do. He was called to go to the city of Nineveh and to proclaim that they were needing to repent, that they were needing to turn from their ways. But Jonah struggles with this call. That's really the big, you know, I would say the main point of the book, Jonah. But in this struggle, though, I believe it can teach us something, especially when we see Jonah in our reading here, you know, living out his call. So I invite you to hear these words, starting there at verse 1, chapter 3 in the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Last week we talked about calling, in which how we are called by God to serve, how we are called to go into ministry, how we can use our lives in service for the building up and the proclaiming of the hope that comes from Christ. But today we consider how calling can go maybe a bit awry. Stubbornness and reluctance aren't usually words that we like to associate in our faith, words we don't want to connect our calling with or connect our faith in God with. Stubbornness and reluctance aren't necessarily words that evoke a positive feeling. Typically, we use the word stubborn when we're trying to describe someone who maybe is being a bit obstinate, who is someone who won't listen, somebody who won't try to engage in conversation. I know I've been called stubborn many a time in my life because I will get my mindset on something and go with it. But that is part of our human nature. Some of us maybe embrace that a bit more than others, or we knowingly or unknowingly live it out. But being stubborn is something that really all of us can relate with. And we can also relate with being reluctant as well. We might be reluctant because we're unsure. Maybe we're struggling in discerning what to do next. Maybe we might find ourselves reluctant and become a bit hesitant in making decisions. But I believe for us as a people of faith, it's important for us to examine these ideas when we consider our calling from God, when we consider how God is calling us into ministry, how God is calling us forward in faith, or God is calling us to action. We may have feelings of stubbornness and reluctance. Jonah is a great example, I believe, of stubbornness and reluctance. He was stubborn because he had his mind made up on what he was going to do. He was going to run from the call to go to Nineveh. He was going to get on that ship, and then the seas were all, you know, caught up in a storm, and Jonah was tossed overboard. And that's when he was swallowed by the whale. I would say Jonah's stubbornness brought him into a place he certainly was not expecting at all. And then he was spat out onto the shore, recognized what he needed to do, and then went on from there. But I also see a reluctance in Jonah and his hesitancy to follow that call. And I believe that reluctance and even that stubbornness, both were coming from not having trust in God. This is actually an example, I believe, where the emotion or the experience that we might be feeling or seeing or reading about may not actually be the issue at hand. Sometimes we may show stubbornness or reluctance. We may show those things or live them out in either in our writing or in our actions or decision-making in one way or the other. That stubbornness and reluctance may not be the core issue. It may very well be one of trust. And here is why I think this story here not only shows an example of stubbornness and reluctance in regards to being called by God, to go forward in ministry and in action, but one of trust. Jonah was hesitant to go on, reluctant or stubborn, however we want to describe that, because he felt that Nineveh was not worthy of God's mercy. And I think about this. When I have been called into action, when I have been called by God, the issues that I may have of stubbornness or reluctance aren't really the main issue. Might be more of a symptom. But it is the trust piece. Is God really guiding me? Is God going to be with me in that call? Is God going to journey with me as I proclaim the hope of Christ wherever I am in life? And I believe that concern, that issue of trust, it is one that it's important to consider and to examine and to even sit with and reflect on. Because I believe when we reflect on that trust that we may have or struggle with in our faith and also with each other, I believe it could be an opportunity for us to grow, to also examine our faith, and to consider how God really is calling us. I believe as a people of faith, each and every one of us, we are all called to ministry. We are called wherever we are in life, whether we are at school or whether we are at work or at home, with our family, with our friends, wherever we find ourselves. We are called to ministry. We are called to be a light and a hope for the world. Now, certainly it will look different for each person because of all those diverse settings in which we find ourselves. But there may be moments where we are stubborn, maybe a bit reluctant in being a light or being a witness of the hope that comes to us from Jesus Christ. And if we really dig deep, it may be a trust issue. We may be struggling in our trust that God is indeed with us, that God is indeed calling us. We may have feelings or actions that we feel that God is leading us with, that urge to say something, that urge to do something. And we can't describe or explain exactly where it comes from, but we think a bit more, it's probably the Holy Spirit nudging us, guiding us to serve. But the difficulty we may have in fully living that out may come from that issue of trust. Is God really with us? Is God journeying with us? I do believe that God is indeed with us, that God indeed journeys with us as we follow God's call in the world, as we are a light, as we are a witness to the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Even in Jonah's story, where he was reluctant and when he was stubborn. When he went into Nineveh, God was indeed with Jonah and gave him instructions and things to say, gave him, you know, the word to speak to all who were in Nineveh. And they responded. They reacted. They engaged. They turned from their ways and went full on into a place where they could repent. And God was merciful. God indeed was merciful. I believe our God is with us as we respond to God's call in our lives. I believe the hope of God is indeed with us as we respond to the calling, to the desires, to the hopes that we have for God's love to be in the world. And even though we may have moments where we are stubborn with that call, we are reluctant with that call, we may not have trust in that call. I believe our God is indeed with us and is merciful and understanding with us as we discern and move forward in our calling. So, brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves struggling with the call that God has placed on our hearts, let us be willing to examine, to break it down, to discern, either in prayer by ourselves or reading the Bible or with a trusted friend or our church member or a person of faith whom we value. I believe it is important for us to look into our hearts, into our reactions and our emotions. And even when we have emotions and reactions thrown at us, that we take a moment to consider where those emotions are coming from. So we can dig deep into the issue that is truly at hand. And I believe it is a faithful act. It is an act of faith and faithful response in considering all these things as we respond to God's call in our lives. I believe our God is with us when we do examine and consider and dig deep into our hearts so we can respond to the call and so we can respond with our whole selves as God is calling us. So, brothers and sisters, let us be willing to examine. Let us be willing to take a look and willing to grow in our understanding of God's call in our lives. And may we be faithful in our response, however it may look. Let us go forward in this hope, and let us go forward being a light and a witness for God, now and for all of our lives. Amen.